Black is
strong.
Black is
strong.
Black is
strong.
This Thursday in the Student Union Ballroom, the University of Connecticut's African American Cultural Center held a vigil of remembrance for the victims of Charleston 9. On June 17, 2015, 9 African Americans, including a pastor and other ministers, were killed at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. The gunman, a 21-year-old white male, whom at the time of the shooting was welcomed by the church to join their Bible study, was indicted on 33 federal hate crime charges.
I remember vividly sitting on my couch at home on June 17th, watching the news, CNN, and you know how often when you're watching CNN or any of the news shows, you will see that crawl line that says breaking news. And soon after I saw the crawl line, I saw only the information that several people had been killed in Charleston, South Carolina.
That was Dr. Valena Price, the director of the African American Cultural Center. The event, which featured performances, speakers, and a candlelight vigil, focused on the aspects of being Black in America and the roles of the youth. Other speakers at the vigil, such as Eleanor Daughtry, the Dean of Students, emphasized on the importance of recognizing individual roles and purpose.
There's a lot I don't understand, but I know why I'm here. I know that there is always light. I know that on these tables there are lights. And I know that in each of your eyes there are lights that bring you here and fire you up with a desire to make change.
Dr. Joseph Cooper, Assistant Professor of Educational Leadership, said the victims of Charleston 9 were so much more than numbers.
Oftentimes we hear this group referred to as the Charleston 9, but when I hear that, it makes me think that it's just a number, right? But when you hear their names, when you see their faces, it pierces your soul.
When the audience was given a chance to share their thoughts about Charleston 9, here were some reactions.
It doesn't take a day off. Racism doesn't take a day off. Hatred doesn't take a day off. Cruelty doesn't take a day off.
Today, the war is being brought into the palm of your hand. You know, we had a war between the police on one side and, you know, racism on the other side, where I come from. And it's very hard to, you know, stay alive.
That first voice was freshman Angel Cooper and then senior Brandon Madden. The keynote speaker, Reverend Stephen Cousins, pastor of Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church, said,
"We become desensitized to what's going on now. Everybody in this room has a shot to be a success. Just because you are where you are currently does not mean you're going to be there forever."
The event concluded with a prayer, dinner, and a chance for the audience to write letters to the families of Charleston 9. Here are the names of the victims, by Cooper.
Reverend Clementa Pickney. Reverend Sharonda Singleton. Sister Myra Thompson. Brother Tywanza Sanders. Sister Ethel Lee Lance, Sister Cynthia Hurd, Reverend Daniel L. Simmons, Sr., Reverend DePayne Middleton, Dr., Sister Susie Jackson.
For WHUS, I'm Melissa Hughes.